大家下午好。
I know that Larry and my colleague speak in Chinese.
我同事中文讲得不是特别好。
我说我 I'm not so brave.
Oh, sorry.
我会听一点点，但是讲不敢讲。
Sorry.
So I'm going to use English to speak to you.
所以今天我用英文跟大家讲道。
I'm sorry also, Brother Joseph actually did a PowerPoint, sent it to me, and he was expecting me to bring it here.
很抱歉，就是这位弟兄他准备了一个 PowerPoint 寄给我，但是我又忘记给他带来。
So I'm afraid we don't have a PowerPoint.
所以我恐怕
we don't have a PowerPoint today.
恐怕我们今天就没有 PPT 了。
But never mind, I think that makes your lesson a little bit better because you have nothing to see out there.
但是我想没关系，因为可能没有东西去看，所以效果可能会更好。
Today, I want to address a question that I was struggling with for a long time.
今天我想跟大家分享一个问题，这个问题是我纠结很久的一个问题。
And I think that since most of you are students or some of you have gone to university and are starting to work, I think this issue is probably something that you also are beginning to wonder about.
所以我看大部分大家可能是学生，或者你们已经刚刚毕业工作。我想这个问题可能是你们也一直想知道、一直想弄明白的一个问题。
And of course, that's the issue of what wisdom really is.
那就是智慧到底是什么。
Now we all know that the wisest person in the world is Solomon.
我们都知道最智慧的人在这个世界上是所罗门王。
When he became king, God asked him, "What shall I give you?"
当他做王的时候，上帝问他，你要我给你什么呢？
And Solomon said, "I want wisdom from you."
所罗门说，我想从你求智慧。
But here's the question.
那问题来了。
How is it that Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived,ask for, receive wisdom from God. What happened to him?
那么这个世界上最聪明的人，他向上帝求智慧之后，他怎么样了呢？他有什么样的变化呢？
How is it that he embraced his wife's gods, turned away from the worship of God who had given him that wisdom?
他是如何在他晚年的时候，他去敬拜他那些嫔妃的上帝，转离曾经赐给他智慧的上帝？
Some of the Psalms in the Bible are written by him.
在圣经里面有些诗篇是所罗门写的。
Many of the Proverbs,
大部分的箴言是所罗门写的。
The Book of Ecclesiastes and the Song of Solomon.
传道书和雅歌也是所罗门写的。
And all these are part of what we consider to be inspired scriptures today.
所有这些都是今天我们所阅读这本圣经里面六十六本书中的一部分。
In fact.What he did was so unwise that when he died, by the time his son came in, the whole of his kingdom was split into two.
事实上，他所做的事是如此的不智慧，以至于在他死了之后，他所统治的以色列王国被一分为二。
What happened to the wisdom that he had?
他所拥有的智慧到底怎么样呢？到底这个智慧给他带来什么样的一个变化？怎么会这样呢？
How is the wisdom of the world different from the wisdom of God?
那么上帝的智慧和世人的智慧究竟有什么不同呢？
Does it only work in certain circumstances or for certain people?
上帝的智慧难道只在某些人身上，或者只在某些情况下才起作用吗？
And for that, I want us to look at what Paul had to say about this subject.
就这个问题呢，我就想跟大家分享一下保罗是如何看待。
And for that, I want you to turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
所以我邀请大家翻开圣经哥林多前书第一章。
And we are going to read from verse 18 to 31.
我们一起来读圣经哥林多前书第一章，从第十八节到第三十一节。哥林多前书第一章十八到三十一节。因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙， 在我们得救的人却为神的大能。就如经上所记，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。智慧人在哪里？文士在哪里？这世上的辨识在哪里？神岂不是照着世上的智慧变成愚拙吗？世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神又乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人。这就是神的智慧。犹太人需要神迹，希腊人是求智慧，我们却是传第十字架的基督。在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人希腊人，基督总为神的能力，神的智慧。因神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。神也拣选了世上卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的，使一切有血气的在神面前一个也不能自夸。但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。如经上所记，夸口的当是真主夸口。Amen.
Let us pray.
祷告。
Our Father, we pray that this evening as we come to your word, you will speak through your word to us.
天父上帝，在这个下午来到你面前的时候，我们祈求我们你的话语要对我们说话。
May the wisdom of the word of God,
愿上帝的智慧
be revealed to us.
在我们里面。
May we give our hearts to understand what it means to be wise in your presence, Lord.
愿智慧在我们里面，让我们能够明白究竟什么是真正的聪明，真正的智慧。
In Jesus' name,
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. In this passage that we read, what Paul did was to compare.Or contrast the wisdom of God with the wisdom of the world.
在我们所读的这段经文，就是哥林多前书一章十八到三十这段经文里面，保罗在比较上帝的智慧和世人的智慧。
Actually, he was expanding on what you wrote earlier. So, in fact, you have room to go a little bit, a few verses earlier to read what he said.
事实上，他是在解释前面的那段经文，所以我们必须回到前面那一节。
Yeah, look at verse 17.
我们。我们一起来看第十七节。第十七节，基督差遣我，原不是为施洗，乃是为传福音，并不用智慧的言语，免得基督的十字架落了空。
When you go even further back, you will see that in verse 10, Paul said that there were divisions in the church.
如果我们回到第十节的话，我们会看到在哥林多的教会里面。有纷争有结党的事情。
And those divisions resulted in quarrels taking place.
这些纷争导致这样的一个争论。
Verse 11,
在十一节的时候。
Some of them claimed that they were following Paul.
有些人说他们是属保罗的。
Others were following Apollos.
另一些人说他们是属亚波罗的。
And yet others, Cephas, that is another name for Peter.
还有些人说他们是属基法，也就是说属彼得的。
And then of course you have the most spiritual ones who say, no, I don't follow all these men. I follow Jesus Christ.
还有一些主流的人说，不，我不是属这些人中任何一个，我乃是属耶稣基督的。
Now each of them have their own point. They do have a reason for saying what they say.
每一部分这样讲的人，他们都有他们自己的原因，为什么他们要这样讲。
Those who say they belong to Paul probably heard the gospel through Paul.
那些说属保罗的人可能是从保罗听到的福音。
Apollos appeal to the more intellectual ones.
亚波罗可能更多的是向那些有智慧的人传福音。
He was himself a graduate from the University of Alexandria.
因为亚波罗本人是从亚历山大大学毕业。
You know, it is equivalent to, you know, 北大哦，复旦大学。
对。你知道当时的亚历山大学可以跟今天的北大和复旦相媲美。
So those who are intellectuals, oh my, this is Apollos. He is very much more intelligent than the rest.
所以那些智慧人就说，我们是释迦牟尼的，因为他是最智慧的。
And then those who are Jews probably will say, "Oh, I am rather from Peter because he's a very strict Jew."
那些犹太人可能说，我们是要属彼得的，因为他是犹太人。
Now I don't think Paul is deleting baptism. He's not saying that baptism is not important.
我想保罗在这儿并不是说洗礼并不重要，他并不是这个意思。
What he meant was it doesn't matter who baptized you. That's not the important point.
他在表述说是谁施洗这个问题并不重要。
What was more important is that you are saved through the gospel of Jesus Christ.
更重要的是借着所传有关耶稣基督的福音得救，这才是最重要的。
Now the question is, how did this church get to become so divisive, so divided?
那么这个教会是如何变得这样纷争、这样结党呢？
And Paul makes three points here in this passage that helps us to understand what is the difference between God's wisdom and man's wisdom.
所以这段经文呢，保罗就三个论述了三个观点。来解释上帝的智慧和世人智慧有什么不同。
The first point that he makes is this: the wisdom of God runs counter to human logic.
所以第一个观点就是保罗说，上帝的智慧与人的逻辑相悖，是相反的。
This is from verse 18 to 25.
这是从十八节到二十五节我们可以看到的。
Okay, let's look at verse 18 first.
我们来看十八节。十八节，因为十字架到了，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
But the word foolish or foolishness appears six times in this passage we are looking at today.
事实上，愚拙这个词在这一段经文里面出现了六次。
Paul says that those who are lost, those who are heading for destruction, this message of Paul's is foolish.
保罗说，对于那些要灭亡的人来说，这个信息是愚拙的。
It's nonsensical.
它是有一点唐突，或者说它是荒谬的。
It's completely absurd.
它是很唐突，它是根本不可能，很荒诞的。
How can the cross save anyone?
十字架怎么可能救人呢？
Now today, the cross, we've been singing about the cross. The cross is a symbol of the church.
今天十字架已经成为了教会的标志。
If you go to most churches, right on the very top of each of the church, you get a cross up there in the steeple, right?
如果你去到每一个教堂外面时，你会看到在教堂顶尖上那个很具有标志性的那个十字架。
And then within the halls, usually there's a cross in the main room on here, right on the side.
通常在聚会厅里面，你也会看到，就像那边我们有一个十字架的标志在那边。
And very often the pulpit you get to the front of the stage.
而且通常讲台上也会有刻有十字架，但是这个讲台没有。
Many people wear crosses as a symbol of identification with the faith.
很多人带着十字架的项链来表示他们对基督信仰的认同。
Particularly the ladies, right?
特别是女士们，对不对？姐妹们。
But in the first century, when Paul talks about the cross.
但是在第一世纪的时候，当保罗在讲十字架的时候
，The cross is a symbol of torture and death.
十字架是酷刑和死刑的标志。
In fact, the most painful form of death.
而且十字架是最痛苦的一种。
And it is reserved for only the worst of criminals.
而且这种酷刑就是对十字架的酷刑，只是对那些犯了最重的罪的罪犯才使用。
The Romans who were in charge then.Crucify those who dare to rebel against their rule in this manner.
罗马政府通常是要定那些反叛罗马政府的人十字架。
Not only that, they line them on the streets leading to the big towns and cities.
不仅这样，在他们行刑前，他们还会把他们排成一队，让他们在这个通往市镇的路上沿街游行。
So that as many people as possible would see.If you try to rebel against Rome, that's what will happen to you.
以至于那一些路过的人都会看到，以至于他们就觉得说，如果我要是反对罗马政府的话，那么我的下场就是这个。
No one has ever lived after crucifixion.
没有什么人可以在十字架酷刑之后依然活着。
No Roman citizen was allowed to be crucified because it was such a cruel form of death.
罗马公民是不允许被行政酷刑的，因为他是如此残忍的一个酷刑。
And yet, the Christian Church has adopted the cross as a symbol.
但是基督教会却用十字架作为他自己的标志。
And Paul says it is the power of God.
保罗说十字架是神的大能。
How can the cross be the power of God?
十字架能是什么大能呢？
It is the power of God.Because of what Jesus did on the cross,
他成为教他具有什么大能？是因为耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的。
He was crucified on the cross.
他被钉在十字架上。
He died.
他死了。
He rose again.
但是他复活了。
That's why, because he was able to overcome death, the cross has been transformed.
这就是因为为什么他从死里复活这就是所以说因为他从死里复活所以这个十字架就被转换成为基督教会的标志而不再是酷刑的标志
It's no longer an instrument of death
它不再是一个死刑刑具的标志
It is a symbol of hope
它是希望的标志
Death has been conquered
因为死亡被征服了
Paul says those who are persecuted cannot understand it.
保罗说世上那些人不能理解这些。
It makes absolutely no sense in the first place for God to send Jesus to the cross.
他们不能理解为什么上帝会把耶稣基督送到十字架。
Paul explains why by quoting from Isaiah chapter 29 and verse 14.
保罗解释这个，他引用了以赛亚书第二十九章第十四节。
And he quoted that in verse 19.
他在这个刚才我们读的哥林多前书一章的十九节，他实际上是在引用以赛亚书二十九章十四节。以赛亚书二十九章十四节，所以我在这百姓中要行奇妙的事。就是奇妙又奇妙的事，他们智慧人的智慧必然消灭，聪明人的聪明必然隐藏。
Just to give you a brief idea of what Isaiah 29 is, Isaiah 29 describes a siege of Jerusalem.
跟大家简单介绍一下以赛亚书二十九章的背景。二十九章是在描述耶路撒冷被围攻这样一件事情。
When the siege actually took place, it is as though God was actually against the people of Israel.
当围攻刚开始的时候，好像上帝是在帮助那些人攻打耶路撒冷。
In fact, the way Isaiah describes it is that God Himself was building up the siege and all the battle against Israel.
根据以赛亚的描述呢，好像上帝是修建那些围攻塔的那一位，来攻击耶路撒冷的那一位。
But then all of a sudden, He turned around and seems to be fighting for the people.
但是突然间，短瞬间，他又。变成是要保卫他的子民，保卫耶路撒冷。
Miraculously, the enemies of Israel just disappeared.
瞬间，围攻耶路撒冷的人就消失了。
It was so miraculous that when the people in the city heard about it, they didn't believe it. They didn't believe the good news.
这件事如此奇妙，以至于当它发生的时候，在耶路撒冷里面那些人，他们不相信这件事是这个好消息是真的。
You know that was exactly what happened the first Easter day.
Sorry,
that's what happened the first Easter day.
这就是在第一个复活节所发生的。
Easter is coming very soon, right?
复活节马上来了，对吗
？That first Easter day, what happened during the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem?
在第一个复活节的时候，在门徒看到耶稣基督的时候
，When they first entered Jerusalem.They all thought that what Jesus was going to do was that he was going to become king.
当耶稣基督进耶路撒冷的时候，那些门徒认为说他是要在耶路撒冷做王。
In fact, they were all quarreling who's going to be sitting on his right hand and his left hand in the kingdom.
甚至他们在争吵到底谁坐耶稣基督左边，谁坐耶稣基督右边。
What they never expected was that Jesus was going to be arrested.Was going to be condemned and was going to be crucified on the cross.
他们从来不会想到耶稣基督会被逮捕、被宣判、被钉在十字架。
But just when they think that finish, that's the end.
但是就在他们认为啊，耶稣被抓起来，一切都完了的时候
，Jesus rose from the dead，
耶稣基督死里复活。
Everything has now changed one more time，
所有这一切发生在这么一瞬间。
Jesus conquered death，
耶稣基督征服了死亡。
Death no longer has any sting
for those who believe in。死亡对于那些相信耶稣基督的人来说，不再是一个刺。
So that's why Paul wrote in verse 20，
所以这就是保罗在二十节所说的。
Where does this lead the philosophers, the scholars, the world's brilliant debaters? Paul says God made the wisdom of the world not foolish.
第二节是智慧人在哪里，文士在哪里，这世上的辨识又在哪里？神岂不知道这世上的智慧变成愚拙？
Let me give you an example.
我们来看一个例子。
You remember the people who came from the east to come to find Jesus following the star?
你们还记得那些从东方来按着星星来寻找新生王耶稣基督的那一群博士吗？
They were called wise men, right?
他们被称为聪明的。
They rely on human logic to locate where Jesus was born.
他们靠着人的逻辑来推测耶稣基督可能在哪。
Where did they go to find him?
他们去哪找耶稣基督？
The palace of King Herod in Jerusalem, of course.
当然是在当时七王耶路撒冷皇宫里。
Where else would the king be born? Except in the king's palace.
除了那个皇宫，那个新生王还可能在哪出生？
Human logic would lead you there.
人的逻辑会把你带到那里吗？带到王宫里。
But God in His wisdom has decreed that Jesus be born in the Bethlehem manger.
但是上帝的智慧却是耶稣基督出生在伯利恒的马槽里。
You can see how far off the wise men were.
你可以看智慧人差得太远。
Because he used the logic, the human logic of the world.
因为他们使用的是世人的逻辑。
In the same way, the religious leaders in Jesus is thought that if they can trump up a charge against Jesus.
同样的，在耶稣基督那个时代的那些祭司认为，他们如果可以去控告耶稣基督的话
，They really think that Roman soldiers will kill him.
把他交给罗马政府，以至于罗马政府把耶稣基督杀了的话
，They will silence this critic forever.
他们就会让耶稣基督这个批评家永远安静。
But the wisdom of God turned their logic the wrong way around.
但是上帝的智慧却让他们的逻辑是转向另外刚好相反的方向。
He turned their plot into the very means by which the world will be saved.
上帝的智慧使这些大祭司们的这些计谋计划变成了世人可以靠着得救的办法。
The Roman cross has become the central piece of God's eternal purpose for this world.
罗马的十字架成了上帝永恒计划中的中心焦点。
Paul went to describe what God did then to make the central piece of the eternal plan in His plan of salvation.
保罗就在描述上帝是如何，上帝为了要使得这个十字架成为他永恒计划的中心环节，他所做的这些东西。
Verse 21,
第二十一节。
Since God in His wisdom saw to it that the world would never know Him through human wisdom.He used our foolish preaching to save those who are believing.
二十一节说，世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人。这就是神的智慧。
What would human logic do after Jesus was born?
耶稣基督出生之后，那么人的逻辑做了什么呢？
I mean, if you leave it to the media people, what would they do? They would throw a big event, invite the world's most powerful and influential people to come and see this new king.
如果你把耶稣基督出生这件事交给一个做媒体的人，可能他会举办一个盛大的一个活动，邀请那些最有权势、最有影响力的人来。
What did God do instead?
那么上帝又做了什么？
What did he do?
上帝做了什么呢？
What did he do?
他做了什么？
He got the angels to sing to a group of shepherds.
上帝让天使对一群牧羊人唱歌，唱着这些歌。
He was looking after the sheep on a cold Julian night.
这群牧羊人在野地放羊。
God relied on this group of uneducated.
上帝信靠或者说他依靠这些没有被教育的这些人，没有被教化的人。
Poor and forgotten people.
他们是穷人，而且呢，他们是被遗忘的人。
People the world is down on.
世界人不会这样子。
To be the first people to hear the message that Jesus has.
这群牧羊人成了第一个听到耶稣基督降生的这群人。
It was their foolish preaching that first alerted the world of them.
就是这群牧羊人所谓愚拙的圣道传道，宣称了耶稣基督降生，而让这个世界有所惊奇。
And Jesus said, none of the world's secular leaders or religious leaders were present. None of the leaders of the world were present at Jesus' time.
这个世界上其他的领袖却不会来见证耶稣基督的出生，他们没有来见。
Now when we hear the word preaching today, sometimes we think that it means a lecture.
我们要谈谈 preaching 就是讲道的意思。有的时候我们认为讲道就是讲课。
你先给他们 don't preach me。
我们跟人说，哎，别跟我讲道啊。
What we mean is don't give me any more advice. I have enough advice already.
我们实际上在跟他说，哎，别跟我讲道理，我有足够的道理。
But when Paul uses the word preaching here and anywhere else in the Bible, what he means is the proclamation, the declaration of God's truth.
那么当保罗在讲道这个词的时候，其实他是在表明耶稣基督上帝真理的一种宣信，一种宣告。
In fact, that's what the shepherds did when they heard about Jesus and visited him.
事实上这就是那一群牧羊人所做的，他们宣告了主的降临。
In Luke chapter 2 verse 17 he says that they went about and made known what has been told to them.
在路加福音的二章十七节，他们让他们所知道的事是全世界的人都知道。
Another translation says they spread the word.
另外一个翻译版本说他们传播上帝的话。
That's what preaching is about, spreading the word.
这就是讲道的意思，讲道就是把好消息传播开来。
Spreading the good things of what God has done.
传播或者讲述上帝所做的这样一个好消息。
And then Paul goes on to explain what with God's wisdom clashes with human logic.
那么保罗就在这里解释说，上帝的智慧其实它和人的逻辑是截然相反。
In verse 21 to 24,
在22节到24节
，Sorry,
this is ahead. 第22节到24节，犹太人是要神迹，希腊人是求智慧。我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但在那蒙召的，不论是犹太人、希腊人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。
You see, there were two counteracting, you may say, philosophies in Jesus, two opposing philosophies during Jesus.
在耶稣基督那个时代，有两种他们截然相反的一种。智慧在这个世上。
The first came from the Jews.
第一种呢是犹太人智慧。
For the Jews, of course, they rely on the inspired scriptures, the Old Testament at that time.
对犹太人来说，当然他们相信旧约圣经。
For them, there is a place in Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 22 to 23, that says that anyone who commits a crime punishable by death is hung on a tree.
对他们来说，在民数记21章22到23节，有这样的一件事情说，任何一个犯罪的人，其实他都可以被判死刑，而且他要被挂在一个树上。Sorry, 不是民数记，是申命记的21章22到23节。
The man who is hanged in this way is cursed by God.
被悬挂，这种方式悬挂的人是被上帝所诅咒的。
So for the Jews, a cross is made from trees.
所以对于犹太人来说，十字架是木头做的。
So Jesus has been cursed by God.
所以他们认为耶稣基督是被上帝所诅咒的。
See, till today, despite chapters like Isaiah 53, the Jews could not conceive of a suffering Messiah.
直到现在，除了以赛亚书53章之外，犹太人依然不能接受一个受苦的弥赛亚这样的一个观念。
Secondly, Paul says the Jews sought signs.
其次呢，保罗说犹太人他是寻求神迹的。
In the Gospels, you will see many times the Jews keep questioning Jesus. Show us a sign. Show us a sign.
在福音书有没有看到犹太人不停的跑到耶稣基督，给我们显神迹吧，给我们显神迹吧。
After he fed 5,000 people,
在耶稣基督喂饱了5,000人之后
，and healed a deaf man,
能治好一个聋子
，and fed yet another 4,000 people,
又喂饱了4,000人。
The Pharisees still ask, "Give us a sign."
法利赛人又说，给我们一个神迹吧。
And Jesus' response was, "Why does this generation seek a sign?"
耶稣基督回答说，为什么这个时代人要寻求神迹呢
？Truly, I say to you, no sign will be given.This generation.
实实在在的告诉你，在那个神迹的一个时代
，They couldn't understand why Jesus would do something special.
他们不能理解为什么耶稣基督不要做一些有神迹的一些壮观的一些场面出来。
Like for example, when Satan told Jesus, "Why don't you just jump off the temple ledge, and I'm sure God will catch you."
就好像耶稣基督受试探的时候，魔鬼说：“你从那个塔尖上跳下去，我保证上帝会接着你。”
Jesus says, "Don't test God."
耶稣基督说不要试探人。
At the cross, there were people who taunted him and said, "You are the Son of God. Why did you come down from the cross?"
在耶稣基督被钉在十字架上，犹太人说：“你是上帝的儿子吗？为什么你下来呢？”
The cross itself is
a sign. 十字架本身是一个记号。
You know, there are still people who are looking and asking for signs.
你看，事实上还有人在寻求神迹。
If God will heal them, they will believe.
如果上帝可以医治他们，他们就信。
The entire health and wealth gospel is based on signs.
其实
，health and wealth gospel，
也吧。而且，成功神学其实就是在寻求神迹。
See, God is the miracle working God.
上帝是一个。做奇妙工作的上帝，
所以我们 rich，
所以他应该给我钱呢，给我让我财富啊
，give you all you want，
他应该给我一切所需要的
，to prove that he's God，
来证明他是谁
？What we are looking for is a God who will serve their interests。
他们所要的上帝就是一个能够满足他们自己需要、自己需求的上帝。
Never mind what God's interests。
他们从来不关顾，也从来不关心上帝所需要的。
Then there is the Greeks。
然后又有希腊人。
It's very interesting that although the Romans were the rulers of the country, they also adopted Greek philosophy.
虽然罗马人他们当时是统治整个的国家，但是他们却遵循希腊人的哲学。
Now the Greek idea of God is that God cannot be influenced by anyone.
这个希腊人关于神的观念说，神是不会被人所影响。
He cannot have any feelings.
他不会有什么感情。
Because if he has feelings, then he might.Be given over to feeling that people will influence him.
如果他有感情的话，那么其实他会被那些有感情的人所影响的。
The idea that a God can suffer is a contradiction to the Greeks.
所以上帝受苦这样的一个观念与希腊人的这个观念刚好相反。
In fact, they reason that it's an insult to even think that God, this God, great God who is there, would.Be bothered about the affairs people here down on earth.
事实上，伟大的上帝被钉在十字架，甚至这样的想法对于他们来说，对于希腊人来说，都是一件羞辱的事情。
For to say that God came in the flesh and become human was something that they just cannot understand.
对于他们来说，上帝道成肉身来到世上，对于他们来说，这是完全不可理解的。
Why would God who enjoys all the good things there want to come to a dirty old place now?
为什么上帝不在天上而要来到这个 又脏了又、在道德上又污秽的这个世上
It doesn't make sense
根本讲不通嘛对不对
The idea of wisdom The Greek idea of wisdom originally means a wise man in a pretty good sense of the word
希腊文智慧这个词最开始在一个比较积极的意义上，它是讲一个善于言辞的人。
But by the time of Paul, it had degenerated into someone who was just very clever.
但是在保罗那个时代，这个词已经退化成只是指一个很聪明的人。
He had cunning tongue,
you know. 他有一个善辩的舌头。
He can move people by their logic and their rhetoric.
他能够让人。遵循他的观点，就靠着他的这张嘴，他的这个舌头，他的辩才，他的。
It is not whether you are right or wrong. That doesn't mean that it's not that I can persuade you. I'm good.
对错并不重要，只要我可以说服你，我就很棒。
I'm nice.
我就是聪明的。
To them, to the Greeks, this blunt message of the cross is very cruel, very uncultured.
对于希腊人来说，这一个直率的信息就是十字架的信息，对于他们来说是非常的粗鲁的，非常天然未开化的这样的信息。
You know, there are people who are like these Greeks today as well.
今天也有像希腊人这样的。
They consider themselves very intellectual people.
他们认为他们自己是很有学的。
All they're interested is asking intellectual questions.
他们所关注的只是问一些比较有智慧的问题。
You answer them one question.
你回答了他们带
着
你然后他再把你带到另外一
个
其实他们并不在意或者他们并不感兴趣这答案本身是什么
They are just trying to prove that what they are thinking of is superior to what God is thinking
他们只是要证明其实他们所做的其实是比上帝的智慧要更高级
And you and I who come to know Christ realize thatThat only the Holy Spirit could have changed our mindset.
其实只有上帝的圣灵可以改变我们的心智人的想法。
Because the cross defines logic.
因为十字架与逻辑之间的嘛。
Defines human logic.
再进一步说，是与人的逻辑完全相反。
So it looks like the preaching of the cross would have no success again.Both the Jews as well as the Gentiles.
这看起来十字架这样的道理对于人是不起作用，是不成功的。对希腊人这样，对犹太人也这样。
But Paul says as a group, he calls those whom God has called.
但是有这么一群人，保罗说他们是蒙召的人。
Both Jews and Greeks.
希腊人也包括犹太人。
In the midst of these so-called wise people in the world, God reached out.
在这群所谓的聪明人中
His Holy Spirit speaks to them
上帝赐下圣灵给他们
The Holy Spirit exposes the fraudulence of these many arguments
圣灵就把人所谓的这些哲学的这些的虚假的地方给这些人呈现出来
The emptiness of their philosophies
他们他们哲学的一种虚空。
This group, the Bible says, the foolish plan of God is wiser than men.
所以圣经说，上帝的愚拙比人的智慧要强。
And the wisest of human plans,
比人的计划要强壮。
And God's weakness is stronger than the greatest of human plans.
所以上帝的软弱比人的刚强来的强壮。
That is why God's wisdom is.Contrary to man's logic.
所以这就是为什么上帝的智慧与人的逻辑截然相反。
Human wisdom thinks that success comes through outwitting or outdoing the other person.
人的智慧认为成功的关键在于你做的别人棒，你做的别人好。
It doesn't matter what you do or how you do it as long as in the end you win.
不在于你怎样做的，在于最终你取得了成功，你赢了。
God's wisdom wins through love without sacrificing justice.
而上帝的智慧在于不牺牲公义的爱。
The next thing that God's wisdom is different from man is that God's wisdom runs counter to human choice.
另外一个展现上帝智慧是因为世人的智慧不同的地方在于上帝的智慧与人的选择截然相反。
This is verse 26 to 28.
这是26到28节所呈现的内容。
Paul then in verse 26 addresses how the wisdom of God impacts the Christians in Corinth.
在二十六节，保罗事实上在解释上帝的智慧如何在影响哥林多，在哥林多教会的弟兄。我来读一下二十六节。第二十六节，弟兄们呢，可见你们蒙召的按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。
You know, it has been estimated that in the days of Paul, when they were the world power, 50% of the people living were slaves.
你知道在保罗那时代，其实50%的人是奴隶。
That's how the other half were able to live so well.
这就是为什么另外一半人他们能活得体面。
One slave, one freeman.
一个奴隶，一个自由人。
The slaves had no rights whatever.
奴隶根本没有权利。
They were treated like property to be used.
他们被当作财产，被当作东西一样来使用。
They can be abused.
他们可能会被虐待。
They can be discarded.
他们可能会被丢弃。
Or just killed.
或他们可能会被杀掉。
It just depends entirely on the slave owner's whims and fancies.
这只取决于他们的奴隶主有怎样的想法。
And there are no laws to protect them.
根本没有法律来保护奴隶。
The gospel that Paul preached changed all that.
保罗所传的福音改变了这一切。
It gave the slaves to have no respect, their self-respect.
给了那些没有尊严的奴隶自尊。
It gave those who were thought to have no life at all, eternal life.
给了那些认为自己没有生命的奴隶永生。
It told them that even if they don't matter to anyone else, they matter to God.
他告诉那些奴隶，即使他们对于任何人来讲都不重要，他们对于上帝来说至关重要。
It mattered to God so intensely that God sent His own Son to die for them.
他们对于上帝来说如此重要，以至于上帝赐下他的独生爱子为他们而死。
It told them that even in this place on earth they had no children, they were the children of God.
他告诉这些奴隶，即使在市场上他们没有孩子，但是这些奴隶他们却是上帝的孩子。
So that was why many slaves turned to the Christian faith.
这就是为什么当时很多奴隶归信耶稣基督的原因。
Now, but it would be wrong to say that only slaves became Christians.
可是如果你说只有奴隶信耶稣的话，那就错了。
Because the Bible tells us also of a number of prominent people who turned to believe in what Paul and other apostles taught.
根据圣经所记述的，当时也有很多很著名、很出名的人归信耶稣基督。
There was a Roman governor by the name of Pliny who lived in the second century.
在第二世纪，罗马有一个官长叫做普林尼。
And he wrote to the emperor and said, "You know, Christians came from every rank in society."
他说，基督徒来自世上每一个阶层。
So that's why in verse 27 and 38, Paul wrote.
所以在27到第28节，保罗这样说道：神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。神也拣选了世上卑贱的、被人玷污的，以及那些无有的，为要废掉那有的。
You know the word choose is used a number of times here as well.
你知道拣选的意思在这儿用好几次。
In fact, you have to go back to verse 1, you will find it.Paul says that they were chosen.
如果事实上你要回到第一节，你会发现说这些人是被拣选。
And if you remember, we read in verse 24 the word chosen or chose is used as well.
如果你看24节的话，那边也有拣选的。
And then here again in verse 26.
那么26节同样出现了拣选。
Paul tells us that God called as well.
保罗也提到呼召。
He called Abraham out ofof the Chaldeans.
他呼召亚伯拉罕出了加勒底的乌尔。
He called you and me to become his children in Jesus Christ.
他呼召你和我成为耶稣基督的孩子。
So he called and he chose.
所以他呼召，他拣选。
Yes, although God's wisdom is all inclusive, he still differentiates by his call and by his choice.
是的，虽然上帝智慧是包罗万有，但是他依然借着呼召和拣选来做一个分别。
We may think that we are the one who was chosen.
我们可能认为我们是那一个被拣选的人。
But Bible tells us very clearly that it's God who chose us.
但是我却要告诉我们，不是我来选择，而是上帝来选择，上帝拣选我。
We talk about Abraham.
我们来谈一谈亚伯拉罕。
Why did God call or choose Abraham?
为什么上帝要呼召并且拣选亚伯拉罕？
Why did he call the king of the city of Ur?
为什么他呼召乌尔的王呢？
Why does he call somebody younger or nobler?
为什么他不呼召一个更年轻或者更高贵的呢？
Why call an old man whose wife was so old she couldn't even conceive?
为什么要呼召一个老人，而且他太太也很老，甚至不能怀孕呢？
Then God made another choice.
上帝又做了另外一个选择。
You remember Jacob and Esau?
你知道雅各和以扫吧？
God chose the younger over the older.
上帝拣选年轻的，并没有拣选年长的。
Why did God not choose the younger?
为什么上帝要把这些麻烦出
来？ Why couldn't he have just change the thing around and let Jacob come up first?
为什么他不要改一下顺序，让雅各先出来呢？
Is God permission to do that, right?
他是上帝吗？他可以做这些，对不对？
Jacob come out first, and it's so easy. Then the older one is Jacob, so he's the one who should inherit the promise.
如果雅各先出来，那所有事都变得很简单，对吗？他是老大，那当然他有继承权了。
God has said in such a shallow.
为什么上帝要搞这些麻烦？
Human wisdom would have dictated, decide on that.Esau be the one that's chosen.
如果照人的智慧，那么我们可能认为以扫应该是有继承家产的。
Why? Because he's a go-getter.
为什么呢？可能他比较能干。
He's a leader.
他是领袖。
一个啊 ，only one father of the home.
雅各就想在家里。
Not much personality.
可能并不做什么其他事情。
But there was a serious flaw.In Esau's character,
但在以扫的身上有一个致命的作用
that made him sell his birthright just for a single meal of red bean soup.
他背了一碗红豆汤，就把他的长子名分卖掉。
In fact, the Bible in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 16 describes Esau's choice as immoral.
事实上，在希伯来书十二章十六节，圣经说以扫的选择是淫，是污秽的，是不圣洁的。
Let me give you another choice, God.
我们再来看一看上帝的另外一个选择。
Now, think of Moses.
我们来考虑一下摩西。
Having taken the trouble to save Moses from the watery grave, the wisdom of the world would have said Moses.Now in the palace of the Pharaoh of Egypt becomes the next Pharaoh.
上帝把摩西从这个要溺死的水中拯救出来，世人可能会认为把摩西送进埃及的王宫，那么他会成为下一个法老。
Because that's the most powerful nation in the world then.
因为当时埃及是一个非常有权力、非常有势力的国家。
And when Moses becomes the Pharaoh, he would have taken all the Israelites in and taken over the whole Egypt.
如果摩西做了法老，他可能会把所有以色列的那些人带领，那么整个王国可能就是他的。
Could God have done that?
难道不能做这个吗？
Instead of doing so, God told Moses to take the Israelites out of Egypt.
但上帝却不是这样，而与此相反的是，他把摩西呼召出埃及。
And where did God tell Moses to lead the people of Israel to?
那么上帝要把他到要告诉摩西把这些以色列带到哪里去呢？
At the Red Sea, he told them to turn north.
在红海的时候，他们要向北走。
Why did he have to turn south?
为什么他却带领他们向南走
？What happens if they turn south?
他们向南走。
Where are they? Where did they turn south? 那么
他们今天会在哪里
？Where did they become? You intelligent people who study all the school.Where is south of Egypt?
你们都是
历史，
你们都是学过历史的人，你们想想，如果当时向南走的话，他们现在在哪里
？Saudi Arabia，
沙特阿拉伯对吗
？Where all the oil is？
他们有一些石油，对不对
？You mean God doesn't know there was oil in Saudi Arabia？
难道上帝不知道当时有石油吗
？Why did God have to turn south？
为什么他不让他们去南边
？Because God knew a different purpose for Israel.
因为上帝在以色列人身上有一个非常不同的计划。
The purpose that God had for Israel was going to be the richest nation in the world.
上帝在以色列人身上计划，并不是让他们成为世上最富有的国家。
It was because the Messiah came.
那是因为弥赛亚就是人类的救主，将从以色列民族出来。
You know the Jews today are so clever.
你知道今天犹太人很聪明，
They are as rich as they are clever.
他们又有钱又聪明。
You can forget about anyone else in the world.
你可以忘记世界上任何所有人。
The Messiah coming to them was never really one to us. The Messiah that came to this nation that is rich, powerful, and everything would be of no use to us.
如果弥赛亚是在这个很富有的国家出来的话，那么所有一切对我们来说都不重要。
Let me tell you the third point of difference between God's
wisdom. 我们来谈一谈第三个上帝的智慧和世人智慧不一样的。
That's 29-31 tells us.
那是第二十九到第三十一节所谈的。
That the wisdom of God runs counter to human pride.
就是上帝的智慧与人的骄傲不相反。
You know God knows the nature of sinful human nature that we have.
你知道上帝知道我们是有罪性的。
We think that our successes are our own doing.
我们认为我们的成功是靠我们自己力所得到的。
The reason why God chose to do this His way is because, as Paul says in 29, as a result, no one can ever boast in the presence of God.
之所以上帝要带以色列人向北，而不是向南，是因为保罗在二十九节他说：“一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。”
What Paul is telling the Corinthian Christians is don't think it was your cleverness and your giftedness that brought you salvation.
当保罗在 分析哥林多教会问题，他说不要以为你们是最有才的，你们是最有智的。
If that was so, then of course they have a right to boast.
如果是那样的话，当然他们有骄傲的资本。
But God says, or Paul says in verse 30, God has united you.With Christ Jesus, for our benefit, God made him to be wisdom itself.
所以在三十节，保罗这样说：“但你们得在基督里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧。”
One of the best summaries of our Lord's life is found in the words in Philippians chapter 2:8.
在腓立比书二章的第八节，他描述了这样的一个方式。
The Bible says he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death.
圣经说他谦卑虚己，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Even the death of the cross.
以至于死在十字架。
Jesus, as man, determined that he would subject himself to his Father's will.In order to bring about His plan of salvation for the world,
作为一个人，耶稣基督知道他自己要顺服上帝，以至于救恩这件事可以借他成就。
It required that He held back His glory temporarily until after the cross.
这需要他暂时隐藏他的荣耀，直到十字架死里复活之后，他又重新得到荣耀。
Jesus' willingness to go.Against the world's wisdom makes it possible for God to bring redemption to mankind.
耶稣基督愿意逆着上帝的，逆着世人的智慧而行，以至于他可以把上帝的旨意，宣示出来。
That's why in verse 30 we read that in Jesus Christ, who has become for us wisdom for God.He is our righteousness, our holiness, and redemption.
这就是为什么在三十节。说到神使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
To possess the wisdom of God as a Jesus did it is to be 100% obedient to God.
如果我们要拥有上帝所赐给我们的智慧，我们就要像耶稣基督那样，我们顺100%的顺。
Because He was willing to do so, we are told that we can be righteous.
因为耶稣基督愿意那样做，所以我们才。被称为公义，被称为义。
We can be made right with God.
我们可 可以在关系上又重新和上帝和好。
We can be made holy.
我们可以被称为圣洁。
And our holiness is from Jesus.
我们的圣洁源于耶稣基督。
And we can be redeemed.
我们可以被救赎。
We can be saved from past sin.
我们可以从过去我所犯的罪中被拯救出来。
From present helplessness.
从现在的一种无助之中拯救出来。
And from future fear.
从将来的一种恐惧中拯救出来。
To be one with Jesus requires that you not just give up sin, but surrender your whole way of looking at things to Him. To become one with Jesus. We are not just saying, Jesus is not just saying give up your sin, but surrendering the whole way, the whole mindset of how we look at things.
要成为与耶稣基督联合、与耶稣基督合一的人，其实不单单是说我们要丢弃我们的罪，而且我们要把我们自己，我们甚至我们看得起那些方式都完全降服在上帝之下。
If God were to call you today to do something that is different from what you have even thought of, what would you do?
如果今天上帝呼召你做一件事情，或者说从世界的观点来看。这是一件讲不通的事，那么你会怎么做？
From the world standpoint, it makes actually no sense for someone who say has spent many years in school, university, get a PhD, and then go into Christian ministry.
在世人来看，一个人接受了教育，上了大学，拿了博士，然后又委身奉献给这样的耶稣基督做事工里面的一件事情，这是完全没有意义的，对不对？
The world would say, just a pity.
这么可惜啊。
He would have contributed so much to society.
他很可能对这个社会有更多的贡献。
You know, our government always likes to mention things, you
know? 您知道新加坡政府他总是愿意来讲这样的事情。
How do you mention this kind of person's productivity?
你如何来衡量这个人的他的生产力怎么样？
What's his contribution to the GDP?
那么他对我们的国内生产总值有什么帮助吗？
Oh, what are you doing?That's the world's thinking.
这是世人的想法。
Because they can only measure in economic terms.
他们只关注经济。
What the world cannot measure is the impact such a person has made on the lives of those who are lifted up from fabulous lives.
但事实上这些人身上所体现的价值是没办法衡量的，因为他们把那些处在黑暗里僵持的人带出来，使他们归向光明。
But people who will ask questions like, if God called me, then where am I going to get my money to live?
有人可能会问这样的，如果上帝不招我的话，那么我靠什么为生？
Who's going to take care of my parents?
谁来照顾我的父母呢？
I know, if you ask outside questions, what we are really saying is, you know, Jesus, I think it's very difficult for you to do what I need you to do.
如果我们问这样的问题，其实我们就在表达说，耶稣基督，其实你根本不可能满足我所需要的。
Of course, we won't say things like that.
当然我们
we won't say things like that. We won't say.
当然我们不会这样讲出来，这样好像诚实的讲。
You say, you come around, you say, no, Jesus, I don't doubt your ability to supply my needs.
我们会说，耶稣基督，我从来不怀疑你会满足我需要的这个能力。
I'm the person who do what you want to do.
我只是怀疑是不是我是那一个被你呼召的人。
And you know what that is? That's pride.
你知道这是什么吗？这是骄
傲。We are honest with you and admit that we don't have any misgivings or any doubts about ourselves.
事实上，我们应该知道，我们对我们自己不应该存有这样的疑虑或者担忧。
Our misgivings are about Jesus and about God.
我们的担忧，我们的疑虑，其实我们是在。担忧或者怀疑耶稣基督
，because curse our pride to think that we have to trust God to supply our needs.
因为这伤害了我们里面的那种骄傲、那种自傲，以至于要让耶稣基督来做这些事情，用在我们身上。
I want to be the one that supplies my needs.
我想要成为满足我自己需要的那一个人。
But that is what Jesus did on the cross.
但满足我需要的那个事，其实是耶稣基督在十字架上成就的。
It is because Jesus did everything for us on the cross. That's what we have said.
就是因为耶稣在十字架上成就了一切，所以我们才认识。
We did not have
our salvation。在经过这件事上，我们没有做任何的事，没有任何功劳。
Jesus did everything。
耶稣基督做了所有的事情。
And if he could do it all there, what grounds have we to think that he can supply us all we need if we follow him?
如果耶稣基督做了这一切，那么我们有什么理由怀疑说他不能够来供应我们生活的需要呢？
That's why just now you sang a song when I surveyed the wondrous cross.
这就为什么刚才我们有一首诗歌叫做《奇妙之架》。
Says forbid the second sentence is forbid Lord that I should fall.
在第二段的时候，他说求主使我别有所夸。
Save in the death of Christ my God.
但夸我主奇妙实践。
All the vain things that charm me most，
所有那些让我、吸引我的那些东西
，I sacrifice them to God，
我都因着主许的缘故、主保守的缘故丢弃了。
When I began to ask the question， what happened to Solomon？
开始的时候我问大家一个问题：所罗门到底怎么了
？Why is he so brilliant？
他是这个世上曾经最聪明的一个人。
What did Solomon choose to do with the wisdom that comes to abundantly give him.
当上帝如此丰盛把智慧赐给他的时候，所罗门做了什么
？He had enough riches to build the most magnificent temple in the whole world.
他有足够的财富去修建最豪华的圣殿。
It was so well built, so opulent that it attracted the jealousy of the neighboring nations.
这圣殿这么样的豪华，这么样的雄伟，以至于他招来了外邦人的嫉妒。
But you know what he did after that?
你知道那在那之后又发生什么
？Everything else he did was for himself.
他所做所有的事都是为他自己。
He had a big palace built. A palace built himself a big palace. Palace.
他修建了一个宫殿，很大的宫殿。
He appointed horses and wives of course.
他又去得到马，还有女人。他为了这些东西
，He chose to use his wealth for his own personal gain rather than to honor and glorify God.
他做这些为他自己的目，而不是为了荣耀上帝的。
Yes, he had God's wisdom, but when he came to making choices, he made very poor ones.
是的，他有上帝的智慧，但他在做决定的时候，他却做得非常愚蠢。
That's why after Solomon died, everything just went downhill.
这就是为什么所罗门死后，其实他。原来所做的一切都不再存在，都不再有意义。
Solomon's choices are a warning to us.
所罗门做抉择的方式是对我们的一个警告，一个警醒。
If we don't have any wisdom, the Bible makes it very clear. Just ask it from God.
如果我们没智慧，圣经讲得很清楚，向赐上帝的智慧祈求。
That's what James chapter 1 verse 5 tells us.
就是雅各书一章五节告诉我们。
That's an easy task.
这是很容易的，对吗？
But after he gives us generously, what do we do with it?
但是当上帝把智慧赐给我们之后，慷慨的赐给我们之后，我们要该做什么？
You know, we don't have to tell God how good or how honest or how hardworking you are.
我们不需要跟上帝说我们有多棒，我们有多尊贵，或者我们有多努力、多刻苦。
He knows how good we are, how bad, or how dishonest, how not hardworking we are.
他比我们自己更了解我们自己。多好，有多棒，有多努力。
He knows that already.
他已经知道这些。
But stop and lay your sins before him. Your sins, lay your sins before God.
他所要的是把我们的罪放在他面前。
Because that's what he will take away.
因为他要把罪带走。
So you have anyone here today who still have not turned your sins forgiven, please lay them.
所以如果今天你觉得还没有有一些罪没有被赦免，所以那么请你把它放在耶稣基督面前。
你说那么不应该一早上的离的时候呢？
如果你还
有东东看不对，一早上离的
时候，如果你不知道如何做这件事，就是把你的罪放在耶稣面前的话，那么请问一下这几个女士，他们会告诉你如何做。
When he humiliates your sins, your real serious, your real solid sins, sin.He is going to give you in return his real solid righteousness.
当你把你的罪实实在在的罪摆在耶稣基督面前的时候，他会把实实在在的公义、真真实实的公义赐给你。
Stop pretending that we have everything and we can control everything.
也在假装说我们有所有的东西，我们又可以掌控任何的东西。
And then God will show you what's the next step you need to take in surrendering to Him.
只有在我们停止假装之后，上帝才会告诉我们，在下一步，也就是让我们要和他联合，把我们自己献给他的时候，我们要做什么。
Don't tell yourself, you know, I don't have all these big and offensive things, but you know, I don't commit adultery, I don't cheat people of their investment. No, I don't do any of those things.
不要认为这样的事情是最冒犯上帝，比如说我奸淫，或者说我骗人。
It is not all these major sins that sometimes stop us from coming to the Lord.
有的时候其实并非这些很明显的罪阻碍我们来到上帝面前。
It is this pride that stops us from coming to Him.
是我们内心的骄傲阻碍我们来到上帝面前。
Only when we stop pretending that God needs us and that we are even worthy for God to consider us and God's wisdom, we become useful.
只有当我们停止假装说上帝需要我们，我们值得被祝福，所以我们停止这样假装之后，上帝的智慧才会进来。
That's why Paul came to this passage to say in verse 31, if you want to boast only of God.
这就是为什么在31节保罗说，如经上所记，夸口的当只是主夸口。
Only God's name is worthy of honor and glory.
只有上帝的名是配得尊崇、配得荣耀的。
If each of you here will make that your aim,
如果我们在这儿每一个人都这样想的话
，then I believe what this church will be doing is will be focusing on what is the most important thing in this area.
那么我认为整个教会就会把全部的精力都集中在教会所该做的事情上。
That we don't compare who we are and what we are.Because,
我们就不会比较我们是谁，我们是什么，我们和别人怎样，我们不会这样比较。
We won't be divided in our views on what is important. Divided in our views, you know.
我们就不会在我们的观点上有纷争，有分歧。
People will be attracted to Jesus and to the cross.
人将会归向基督，由于十字架的。
I pray today.You will accept and receive the wisdom that comes from God.
我祷告说，今天我们可以看到上帝的智慧。
And realize that it runs counter to human logic.
那么上帝的智慧与人的逻辑截然相反。
Human choice.
与人的选择办法完全相反。
And human pride.
与人的骄傲完全相反。
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。
Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast. Save to the death Christ my Lord.
把我们从死亡中拯救出来的上帝，让我们不要有别的夸口的地方。
All the great things that charm me most.
所有那些吸引我们的那些虚无的东西。
Sacrifice.
我们因着你保守的缘故，我们要把它们丢弃。
Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.